This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Volkswagen's offered an amnesty program to its own employees to find out what they know about its internal emissions cheating scandal. 20,000 joined an anti-austerity protest against the Greek government, which is also pledged to an anti-austerity program. The rallies were combined with a 24-hour public services strike that disrupted all airline traffic and public transportation. After analyzing over 400 cities with populations under 70,000 people, here's a list of the worst small towns in America by one ranking. Wilson, North Carolina, Fort Pierce, Florida, Elkhart, Indiana, Kissimmee, Florida, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Roseville, Michigan, Anderson, Indiana, Niagara Falls, New York, Utica, New York, and Kokomo, Indiana. Some bicycle advocates are pushing back on mandatory helmet laws, saying the laws make cycling less convenient for adults and seem less safe and therefore retards the health gains for the public. Shutting down landfills and building garbage-burning power plants and composting facilities in Germany, coupled with the German zest for recycling, has now forced Germany to import millions of tons of garbage to burn in the plants to maintain power. Trailing in the number of new business startups between 2012 and 2013 were Wyoming, New Mexico, Iowa, Louisiana, West Virginia, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Leading were Missouri, Kentucky, and Washington, D.C. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on four North Koreans for illegal weapons dealing, including North Korean ambassador to Myanmar. The terrorist attack has hit a soccer stadium and concert hall in Texas, as well as other locations, killing over 100. Bill Cosby and his lawyers bad-mouthing of women accusing him of sexual assault over the years have opened the door to defamation lawsuits, even though the alleged crimes are years past the statute of limitations. It is now possible to upload documents to challenge erroneous information on any of the three major credit card companies. Russia has been suspended from the World Track and Field Organizations for state-sponsored doping findings. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.